The way they're crammed in there is vulgar, and they go on to form a banal, soupy mess. Language aside, the report is bizarre. It's full of images, intimate images, and it has none of the matter-of-fact, concise and streamlined qualities I requested. Furthermore, the photographs are out of focus. So much so that in certain images, the people in question are barely identifiable. Text, I'd specified when commissioning the assignment. I want only text. Is that clear? Yes, he'd replied. I meet his gaze. He looks away and there's no mistaking what underlies the writing of this report. Pity. And then something stronger than pity. The pleasure of presenting a certain kind of fact. How perverse, as if I weren't paying him enough. I go to the liquor cabinet and pour myself a glass. I sit on the couch and take him in. He is tall, corpulent, bulky. He could be my type, if you looked past his dullness. I presume the report is incomplete without commentary. I have lots to say. May I sit? Yes. He sits down and says, I usually start off my case presentations with a brief account of the subject's life. Much of what I'm about to say will already be familiar to you, of course, but I'm telling you so you know what I know. So you know I crossed my T's and dotted my I's, so to speak. I understand. So I shadowed your husband, Juan Roca Pujol. He works as an architect at an office in the centre of Barcelona, Avenida Diagonal. At present, he's working on a project for the town of Zic. His brief is to restructure the town centre in response to the large influx of homosexual tourists with serious spending power. There will be increased space for local trade, and the urban planning will foreground the area's creative capital. Is this part of the report accurate? Yes. Your husband is spending a lot of time in Madrid, which, taking into account his professional situation, he shouldn't be. Your suspicion stems from these long stays in the capital. You suspect there's another reason. A woman. Or man. In that case, I can confirm that this is about a woman. The corner of his mouth twitches, up and at an angle. It could be interpreted as a smile. I remember the fish I put in the oven just before he arrived. It should bake for exactly an hour on gas mark 7. The table is already set. I set it right after lunch, as always. I was faithful to my habit. I am faithful. Loyal. I am loyal as a dog. A very dumb dog. A woman, then. Hair colour, teeth, chest size. What else? A city. Every person is a city, Schwan says. Occupational hazard. In his world, I'm like Verona. I'm like a balcony he can look up at, hoping some feeling might yet sprout inside him. Some he describes as Detroit or Bonn. Perfect infrastructure, but dull. Others are like Venice. The other woman may well be like Venice. As sticky as ice cream and hot, stinking, flaking facades. Yes, that's it. That's probably what she's like. Mould-flecked masks and rotting foundations. Decadence that knocks you senseless. I have a few minutes before the fish has to be taken out. Continue? Yes, a woman. Would you like to know her name? No. Well, it's in the report. They meet every Thursday and Friday. Every other week, he spends the weekend at her place. I understand. Now give me the details. He flips through the papers, back and forth looking at the pictures, opening his mouth, closing it again. Theatrical, he shuts the report. May I speak from the heart? Yes. Then I'll begin by saying, and I hope it will be of some comfort, that when they meet, your husband turns off the light as soon as he can. You see, her face frightens him. Frightens him? Yellow teeth. Smoking and obscene living. Her skin is ruined. More details, please. Details hurt. My pain is none of your concern. What do you want to know?